This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will make a difference in your life today. Doug Steffen, Good Day program with more good news to follow up on our 100 days of happiness
hashtag.
I got my own new little social media site, and it's going to be
Slashtag.com.
Really? Yeah, check that out with you, will you please?
Okay.
Meanwhile, as long as we're into technology, this picture, which I think we ought to post, Kenny, on the Facebook page at DougSteffen.com, will make you want to destroy your cell phone. The picture of somebody in an Apple store yesterday, a baby not 1 year old, maybe a year old, in a stroller with an iPhone, the father helping this youngster learn how to use. His kid is staring at a screen, and apparently with his father's permission, this child is very early on being exposed to something that will scramble. And this is the trouble with the ignorance quotient here when it comes to all of these devices, the iPad, the iPhone, the television, whatever it is. If you expose your children to these vagaries of mental growth, you should be prosecuted as an unfit parent. That's how bad this is. The essence of what happens to the child's brain, because the neurosynthesizers in your brain, the synapse that goes on as your brain develops, nothing gets totally connected till you're about 3 years old. So when you do all of this stuff, you are sentencing your child to a life of ADD, to a life of misery, to a life of not being able to focus on things. It is disaster. So you go into these stores and you see these parents who think, oh, isn't this cute, this little boy in the stroller has got his the iPhone and is clicking around. It is.
I saw a kid the other day at a restaurant where they were letting the kid play to entertain him while they were at the restaurant.
Yeah,
so he wouldn't be loud enough.
His parents are lazy.
And they tried to take the phone away from him when it was time to leave. And the kid was having a fit, man.
Yeah.
He wanted nothing to do with leaving. And he was happy to sit there and play.
A smartphone is a dumb replacement for actually being a parent and for human interaction. It's a wonderful tool to help you get information and communicate in a way, because we can't turn our back on new technology. We need to embrace it. But this is totally inappropriate, embracing it this way. This is an example of children being too much in charge. You're not your child's friend. You are your child's parent. And smartphones are not a way of life. Although you could fool most of us walking down any street, these teenagers and younger people especially, but some people are adapting it no matter what their age, walking into telephone poles, walking in the middle of the street, driving cars on these damn things. This is a tool, and it's a wonderful tool. They will help you live your life better, but in terms of how they've taken over, with the many, I had a friend, remember Mary Beale Ritchie? Her daughter, I remember when these things first came out, and she looked, because she was able to monitor what her daughter did on her phone, and they were like three, Roberta told us this one day, like 300 texts in a day. These kids back and forth with nothing, they're not saying anything, but they're disrupting class, where teachers don't make you turn them off. How can you have a class with people having an iPad or an iPhone on?
And forget that. Kids know how to cheat with them. They take pictures of tests. My mom sees a kid doing that all the time.
I never even thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, it's bad business. Okay. So, good news. good news for slash tag. They're having it. Hashtag 100 good days.
That is a site, by the way.
What is?
Yeah, it's slash tag? Discounted gifts shopping.
Really?
Site, yeah.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. Dr. Rick Sakra. You remember him? Dr. Rick Sakra.
No.
He was the third American worker to get the Ebola virus.
He's good.
He was released from the hospital yesterday, cleared completely of Ebola, and is going back to Africa this weekend. So he's a fellow from suburban Boston, Massachusetts. He went to Atlanta, the same hospital, got the treatment, and now he's going to go back. Well, he must know how to avoid it. He says he wants to go back to Africa, and maybe that's a good idea. I don't know that I'd do it this weekend, but at any rate, I think that's a great story, though. It does show you that this disease is something that, for those of you who are all worried about it, it can be treated, it can be cured. You can avoid it by certain measures that you take, but it still is a problem for us.
Not going to Africa is number one.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing. In a moment, we're going to help you, those of you who have inflammation problems. You've heard me talk about the anti-inflammatory, well, there are anti-inflationary properties, too, that we need to keep our mind on, especially if you look at what Apple did to the stock market yesterday. Woo! Anyway, anti-inflammatory aids. Those of you who have sore joints, hips, knees, that sort of thing, you're going to want to listen to this conversation coming right up here on Good Day.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
And now, another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business cards? Got it. Customized mugs? In the bag. Postcards? Yep. Lawn signs? Mm-hmm. Oversized printouts? Checkers? Full-color double-sided brochures?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Check. Didn't he delete those?
Why would we? Oh.
We also have shredders. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples. Make more happen every day.
Without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
All right, 16 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Albert Pinchotta is the Vice President of Marketing for Prevention Pharmaceuticals. And they are the folks you've heard me talking about, Omax 3 Ultra Pure. You've heard me tell you that it was developed by doctors at Yale. You've heard me tell you that it is 100% potent. It is 100% pure. You've heard me tell you that I'm taking these vital omega-3 fish oils, Omax 3 Ultra Pure, a unique blend of the kind of oils. I've said before that we have a lot of people confused with omega-3s, omega-6s, omega-5s, and all this other stuff. So now that we have an expert with us, let's dig into this a little bit deeper. Albert Pinchotta, welcome to Good Day.
Yes, good morning. How are you, Doug?
Well, thank you. Let's talk about omega-3s themselves and fish oil. How is it that we've done the research to figure out that there are different kinds of fish oil? Does it depend on what kind of a fish the oil comes from, literally?
Well, no. Fish are well known for having omega-3s, and that's a polyunsaturated fatty acid, which basically is a complicated way of saying that we need it for our body. It's important nutrition. And they are different from omega-6s, which people hear about. We get in vegetable oils and corn oils and things like that. Mm-hmm. But omega-3s are really important for health because with omega-6s, they balance out your inflammation system. So it's important to have omega-3s in your body. And unfortunately, people just are not eating enough fish.
Well, the fish quotient, I don't eat meat, I don't eat poultry, but I do eat fish because I want to have this in my body, even though I'm not crazy about having flesh. And maybe that's the reason, among anything else, for people like me who are vegetarians to take the fish oil, the Omax 3 Ultra Pure, because then you don't have to actually eat the fish, right?
Well, you're getting the oil. The oil has been molecularly cold process, but we've concentrated the omega-3s in the fish oil, taken out just about all the impurities you have, and only provide the omega-3s, which are really important. And the two big major omega-3s that your listeners should know about are called EPA and DHA. And they're very vital and very important for nutrition. So you need to find a way to get them, because without them, you can put your body in a pro-inflammatory state, which is really, really important not to do because it can cause a lot of health concerns down the road.
There's a book called Fish Oil, The Natural Anti-Inflammatory, written by Dr. Joseph Maroon, who is one of the people that worked on this and perfected it. And I've read there are a lot of different chapters on different things because I'm interested in my overall health. I look at things that I think will give me information to enhance my health and well-being, joints. If you have joint problems, the inflammation that comes from any ailment in your body can be addressed by taking omega-3s in Omax 3 Ultra Pure, right?
Well, Omax 3 provides very high concentration of these. And unfortunately, a lot of other products have omega-6 in the product because they're not concentrated. You get a lot of other impurities. We have something called the freezer test that your listeners can do to understand the purity and concentration of their product. When you freeze Omax 3, it freezes completely clear. Mm. When you freeze other products, it freezes with impurities. It freezes white. And so you see a lot of the impurities that are in the product. Now, the reason you want to take it for your highly concentrated product is because the better your dose of omega-3s, the better your health results will be. It's as simple as that. And if you're getting a lot of omega-3, a small soft gel that's easy to swallow, you're much more likely to take the product. And omega-3s are important for cardiovascular health, musculoskeletal health, eye health. They're important in learning. They're important in brain health. I mean, the research that's going on right now in brain health in terms of overall inflammation of the brain and its impact on mood and impact on memory and age-related memory issues and things of that nature. That's a big deal. So we really have to watch inflammation in our entire body, but the new research on the brain is really pretty exciting.
Yep. Well, all of this is leading us around to your opportunity, those of you who are listening right now, to get Omax 3 Ultra Pure, first 30-day supply free in order to prove to yourself what we are talking about here. You pay shipping and handling. That's it. Call 800-316-7918 right now, 800-316-7918, to get your free 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure, or go to Doug4Omax3.com. That's D-O-U. UG number 4, OMAX number 3.com, Doug 4, OMAX 3.com, or 800-316-7918. Our thanks to Albert Pinchotta to help us understand more about this. This is good information. Thanks, sir.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
On this date, 1987, started off with this song, On the Top of the Heap. It was introduced and became number one immediately. It was her fifth consecutive number one single in our country from the LP Whitney, which was number one as well. And it stayed number one from June until September of 1987. This woman, really significant impact. Richie, crank it up, will you? The other day we were talking about how big her voice is, or was, and the usual stories about what a waste, drugs and Bobby Brown and all that other stuff. Some of us just don't know how to make good choices. It's too bad, because you can still be...
I think I came to the conclusion afterwards that it really wasn't Bobby Brown's fault. We all thought it was.
Oh, no, she started before. Yeah, right,
but
you're right. Yeah,
then we started hearing stories about when she was in high school, and she was in bad shape then.
Yeah, right. All right, you mentioned the video of the day.
It's
playing at DougStefan.com from a Ukrainian rock band called Brunettes Shoot Blondes. This is very clever. A new song is called Knock Knock. There are plenty of bands posting videos on YouTube for sure all over the world. The music video that we feature at DougStefan.com today stands out from the rest by telling a story with the 14 different smartphones and tablets that paint a picture together in perfect unison. So even though we're playing the song, the video is very cool.
Forget the song. Okay, the song is nice.
Yeah, the technology of doing it the way
I have no clue how they do this. They basically have a story being told, and the story, the characters in the story, which are animated, walk from one phone to the other, and it, like window panes, and they're going from window to window to window, and it goes from cell phones to tablets to computers and then back, and I can't even begin to imagine how they do this.
They don't want you to know.
Secret.
To enjoy what it's all about.
It's amazing.
It's very clever.
How much time had to go into something like this? I mean, okay, it's one thing to build a like an animation video, but it's another thing for it to go from device to device. I don't even get it.
Wow. And it's all done in real time. It's not like they...
In one camera shot.
You can see at when the video starts, you can see all the hands of all the different band members on all the different devices, and they're counting down to start at the same time, and they go.
Isn't that cool? Nicely done.
It's amazing.
Great, if you will, appreciation for people who are clever like this, and you know, it goes back to what I was talking about earlier, giving children the exposure to these tools of technology too soon. The other side is that when you learn how to master them, as so many do when they're in their teen years especially, they can come up with some very clever stuff. Maybe we should enter them in one of our contests at Dream Big America, Richie.
This guy would win, whoever did this.
Sure. All right, here we are, 20 and after the hour on Good Day.
This is Primetime Focus. I'm Aileen Ellis. In the U.S., credit card fraud is a huge problem. AARP financial educator John Dolphinay.
More than 2 people in every 5 experienced some kind of credit card fraud within the last 5 years.
The chip and PIN credit card system used by other developed countries is a lot more secure. But making these cards is expensive, so now the government is giving companies a push.
And one of the ways they're getting retailers to adopt this is they are putting the burden on the retailer. If a retailer doesn't adopt the new chip and PIN technology, by 2015, they will start becoming responsible for fraudulent transactions made in their stores. Right now, responsibility is with the credit card company.
So far, a few companies have made the switch.
In fact, American Express and Citibank have already been sending out these cards to their customers.
That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Are you concerned about the effect bug repellent chemicals have on your family's health? Now there's Cedarside, an organic bug spray. Cedarside carries a suite of pest control products made from all natural cedar oil. They kill and repel a variety of bugs, yet they're not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. To order, go to cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. 800-842-1464. Cedarside, effective pest control that's safe for people, pets, and premises.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
After a few hours riding in my RV, I get in the zone. It's just me, the road, and the savings I get with Geico RV insurance. There's no more worries, no more 9-to-5 hustle. It's like I'm a caged animal set free. What's that? Is it a grizzly bear? No, it's just me switching to Geico RV insurance. Saving money, wild and free.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you...
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Normalist Uri Geller will join us in a few minutes here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Meanwhile, some of the headlines today. Here's a shocker, Richie.
What's that?
About 70% of immigrant families released earlier this year who were supposed to come back and have follow-up appointments with ICE never showed up.
No.
What a shock. My God. Can you believe that?
Really?
And most of them, Jennifer and Kenny, were in Southern California or Arizona or Mexico.
Obviously, they had to work that day.
Busy. Right, they had to work. Yeah, right.
For
exactly.
Sure.
Right. Yep. There was a powerful earthquake.
Maybe they were in line getting their paperwork lined up.
Yeah, got tired of waiting.
That's right.
A powerful earthquake in Alaska. Powerful. Those of you listening, we have four stations in Alaska. What's the scoop? 888-302-3684. 6.2 magnitude quake. No immediate reports of major damage or anybody being seriously hurt. But still, 6.2 is nothing to sneeze at.
Sarah Palin's porch roof fell down and she can no longer
see
Russia.
Russia any longer. You're right about that.
So she's got to fix that.
What a shame. Sorry about that. The police commissioner in the state of Pennsylvania under investigation today.
Before we leave, I'm looking at the headlines for this Alaska earthquake.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You notice now in every earthquake, they put no tsunami expected.
Uh-huh.
Well, when you're by the water, you want to know that.
Fairbanks is not exactly by the water.
Right.
That's Juneau is not exactly by the water. Yeah, along the coast. There's no major population center.
It looks like it was a pretty big one, though.
Yep.
But no tsunami expected.
Shake them up. Rock and roll. Okay, so the police commissioner in the state of Pennsylvania under investigation today. Let's see. The number one environmental person in the state of Pennsylvania government among those who sent or received emails containing pornography. State of Pennsylvania investigating. Mm-hmm. How is it? I thought most of the states and federal government computers were somehow they put a chip in them. You can't use them for porno.
No, they don't put a chip in them. They just put restrictions on what websites you can go to.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, this one doesn't have those restrictions.
Well. No. People in the news, Jennifer.
Yes.
Venice, Italy.
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 I don't even want to talk about this.
City officials saying they are going to close down the walkway in front of the Grand Canal to keep crowds away from George Clooney's wedding. The order closes pedestrian access to walkways accessing the Cavalli Palace. Anybody been there beside me?
I don't know. I've been to Venice. I don't think I've been to Cavalli.
Big sign in front of the palace. Stay away. George Clooney wedding taking place Monday. First indication of the timing of the wedding. All right. So what's her name? Al Mudin? Al Mudin. Al Mudin. Amal Al Mudin. Who cares? Okay, you can play that one. All right. Here's something. Here's something.
Maybe Jennifer Horn is what it should be.
All right. Yeah. Here's what you are going to care about. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Connections.
Yeah.
From the Did You Know and Do You Care department, the executive vice president in charge of production at ABC News is Ian Cameron. You know who his wife is?
Cameron Diaz?
No.
No. Kirk Cameron.
Susan Rice.
Oh.
Kirk Cameron.
There's the name from the past.
Susan Rice
James Cameron.
Is the national security advisor. All right, ABC News executive vice president for production, Ian Cameron. All right, don't be silly. I want you to pay attention to this.
I don't get it. Why do I care about this?
Because I'm going to go through a number of people in the news media who are related to people in the administration.
Oh,
next.
Now you got my attention.
Ah, okay. Thank you.
Proceed.
CBS President David Rhodes, brother of Ben Rhodes, national security advisor in the Obama administration. ABC News correspondent Claire Shipman, married to former Press Secretary Jay Carney. ABC News reporter Matthew Jaffe, married to Katie Hogan, Deputy Press Secretary of the White House. ABC President Ben Sherwood, the brother of Obama's Special Advisor Elizabeth Sherwood. CNN President Virginia Moseley, married to former Clinton Deputy Secretary Tom Nides. So, 2 and 2 still makes 4. All these people.
So basically, they own the media.
Good coverage for
right?
Mr. Obama, and he still is unpopular. Not doing a good job there. People say, wow, if he's not that popular, they must not be doing their job.
Now, here's what I want you to do. Right?
Okay, Richie.
I want you, my whole staff here, to go out and marry everybody in the press.
Uh-huh.
Y'all understand?
All right.
You got that? That's how we would control the media. You're going to sleep with them.
There you go. Powerful. There's an investigative.
I got a great idea.
Situation there.
I'm going to date this reporter. And you're going to date her, too. And we're going to own them all. I like this plan.
I mean, Bill.
Hillary.
The United States government is fighting with a lady whose name is Maureen Stefanides.
She's related to you, right? The Stefanides.
Stefanides. She's spelled S-T-E-F-A-N-I-D-E-S. Stefanides is at New York Presbyterian Hospital trying to move to a nursing home. But the what he wants to do is go to, she wants to go to a 24-hour care facility. But the federal government says, no, we will not cover it because we don't want you to go to a special care facility. And this, by the way, these people want to pay for it themselves. They don't want the government to pay for it. They want to pay for it. The government still says they can't go. How in the world does the government tell you that you can't spend your own money to go to a place you want to go? Does that make any sense? There are a number of these cases that are popping up depending on, apparently it depends on what you have, what kind of illness you have, as to where you can go for treatment. That's how specific the Affordable Health Care Act is. It, in that 1,206 pages, enumerates the sorts of things. This is what drives people like all our doctors on the staff here, whether it's Ken Kronos, Jack Stockwell, Ron Hoffman. They all say the same thing about this. Never mind the record keeping, which will eliminate any privacy or hope of privacy that you thought you were going to have. But now, these government, these flunkies are fiercely opposing discharging people from hospitals and having them go to their own home to die. Nope, you can't do that. You have to go to some long-term care. And again, this is, people want to pay for this stuff themselves, and the government still says, no, you can't do it. I can go on. I'm, you know what? It's Friday, and I don't want to go off on a tangent because I do that from time to time. But I
we need some positivity. We need Uri.
We do?
Don't you think?
How do you know Uri's going to be positive?
Uri's always positive.
Yeah.
Right. That's right.
When have you ever known Uri not to be positive?
And as a matter of fact, that's what we're going to talk to him about in a matter of moments. We've been doing pretty well, though, I think, on that in that area, don't you think? We've been, because Jennifer and her 100 days, 100 good days, hashtag, there I was almost doing it again, hashtag 100 good days, coming up with good news stories every day. Are you the only one doing it, Jennifer? Am I the only one doing it?
I don't know. We need to work on
Kenny, what do we have?
Go to facebook.com/goodday show and hashtag your favorite good news story of the day.
All right. Here's what I want Kenny to do. I want him to tell us. He goes through facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day Show. Is there anything in there of all of the material you have for today or this week that you would deem to be good news that has come from a listener?
Oh, that's come from a listener?
Yeah.
No, I don't have any stories sent from a listener.
Up, come on, guys.
We do have a good story on at DougSteffen.com. A guy in a casino in Germany was playing the slot machines,
right?
And the police were there, and they were doing some routine checks, and they recognized him from a distance. That there was a warrant out on him. He owed a fine that he hadn't paid, and they were going to arrest him. And just as they approached, he won on the slot machine, took the money, gave it to them, paid his fine.
Awesome.
So he saved himself a prison term by using a one-armed bandit.
Exactly.
How cool is that? All right. They normally check these arcades to see if there are any bad guys around. He was ordered to pay a $910 fine to go to prison for 71 days for resisting police arrest during a previous incident. They spotted him. They went over. The fine was the $910. He apparently won $1,270, so he put $360 in his pocket. Gave the rest of it and said, "See you later." That is a good story. And it's at DougSteffen.com.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is Doug Steffen asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or makingstrideswalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer.
Hey, I'm Audra McClellan, founder of MomGenerations.com. I'm going to bring you through some of my favorite products to have right now on hand at home. Band-Aid brand recently launched Our Veteran Heroes. A portion of the sales goes to Team Red, White, and Blue. Now through November 9th, you can head over to Band-Aid.com/heroes. Now also with the new season, we have to make sure that we're keeping up on our oral health. You're going to love the Listerine Smart Rinse. It's a great post-brush, anti-cavity fluoride rinse. Also for the adults, we have the Listerine Gentle Gum Care for sensitive gums. We also have the Listerine Healthy White. Now, in the morning, a lot of moms and dads will say, you know, how can we make the mornings more enjoyable? Johnson's No More Tangles. They have a great three-step regimen. Cleanse with a two-in-one shampoo and conditioner. You can then use the Johnson's No More Tangles leave-in conditioner. And then Johnson's No More Tangles detangling spray. And then last, what can we make for our family? These are Campbell's soups for easy cooking. Meals are done in 30 minutes or less. You're getting that homemade, delicious meal. You get more recipes over on mealsin30.com. For more information, head over to videopump.tv.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number.
That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned HealthMart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local HealthMart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit HealthMart.com for the location near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer Ritchie, Kenny, and I, always happy to talk to Uri Geller from his home in England today, the mystifier, paranormalist. One of the things we were talking about, Uri, just before you came on, was being positive. We had something going on at hashtag 100 Good Days, looking for good stories. We want good news every day as we get to the end of the year. We started this on the 100-day countdown, so we're now at day 96, I think it is, for the end of the year. And it's hard, frankly, for people, it would seem, to come up with good news because, I shouldn't say because I don't know. Maybe. I don't understand why it is. People tell us over and over and over again, one of the reasons they like this program is because it's so positive most of the time, and we have a lot of good news, we have some fun. But yet, when you ask people to contribute to something like this, there's hesitation or there's just no participation. Why do you suppose that is? You understand people's minds. Why is it that people say one thing and do something else?
Well, Doug, listen, if you want to read good news and be motivated, simply get on my website. My books are free to read there. I mean, why people turn negative? Look around you. Listen to the radio. Your show is exceptional, but look at the television. We're being bombarded day in and day out by bad news, and especially now with these bombings going on in the Middle East. But if you'll allow me, let me just divert your attention and our topic of conversation to something totally different. You heard about the bending of the iPhone, so you can imagine
yes.
how inundated I was with requests, whether I was doing it or whether Samsung hired me or BlackBerry, am I an undercover agent for BlackBerry bending an iPhone?
I hadn't heard that yet.
And the Wall Street Journal actually interviewed me, and there was quite a major story about my theory of why the phone bends. But I'm now in a totally different place in my home. I'm in Canary Wharf. That's kind of the business area of England. Huge skyscrapers, offices all around. Everything is glass, marble, stainless steel. And I'm in the offices of a very interesting website called International Business Ties. I think they're owned by Newsweek, and we're going to do something very special today. We're going to film something. I'm keeping it a secret, but you will see it. Hopefully it'll be launched tomorrow. But I would like you to just talk to a young journalist from this business website and ask him about why does he think people turn negative. His name is Anthony.
Hello, this is Anthony.
Hey, Anthony, how are you doing?
Very well. How are you?
Well, thank you. Do you? What is it when some negative thoughts come into you? Let's talk about you personally. When you have negative thoughts, how do you counter them?
Me personally, or just generally?
Well, no, personally.
The news cycle, it tends to sort of regurgitate the same bad stories, and if one story gets picked up in the press, it'll go round and go round, and it's similar to the cycle, I guess, in your own personal mind. If something bad happens, you'll see more bad stuff happening again, and it'll sort of carry on and become almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy where you're just... We're watching you online right now, actually, Uri's just telling me. But yeah, it becomes if you think negatively, then negative things end up happening.
All right. I'm appreciative of your having us understand how you think. Uri always is helping us understand how we think so that we, or how he thinks, so that we can understand better how we all think. And it's a mystery, frankly. It's a mystery as to why people always go down that street. All right. What I want to do, Uri, are you back on the phone? he's not.
Yes, he can. I'm here, Dougie. So do put a link to International Business Times, because tomorrow this surprise is going to come up, hopefully. It's not tomorrow, then after tomorrow. I think you're all going to be shocked when you see the video.
What I'm shocked about is that you didn't have anything to do with bending all the Apple iPhones. Uri Geller, check out his website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Getting away from you people is the best thing ever happened to me. I mean, how much sex, fun, friendship can one man take?
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine.
It's about everything. Suicide, despair, where did our hope go? Lost hope, that's it, lost hope. Yeah, well, you think everything's boring. You know, I mean, you wouldn't say that if it was the lost hope diet.
So, most people, well, I mean, not everybody, recognizing Three Dog Night with a song that became part of the soundtrack, one of the great soundtracks to films in my experience anyway. I'm not one who goes over the edge buying film soundtracks, but I did buy this actually, admitting to buying it, Richie. It was on an 8-track.
Everybody bought the soundtrack to The Big Chill.
That's good. So you don't want me to be separated out as somebody who's special.
Well, you had it on 8-track.
That
makes you special.
So this is actually from the opening scene of The Big Chill, which was the number one movie during this week in 1983.
A long time ago, we knew each other for a short period. You don't know anything about me. It was easy back then. No one ever had a cushier birth than we did. It's not surprising our friendship could survive that. It's only out here in the world that it gets tough.
I believe that was William Hurt. The cast was superb. A lot of people had their first real exposure to stardom in that film and went on. I think most everybody in that film did very well with their careers. But it did help to set the tone of the stage for a lot of experiential thinking. On the part, Glenn Close was in this movie. Good heavens. Go through the
Kevin Kline, Tom Berenger, Meg Tilly, William Hurt, Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Mary-Kate Place. You remember her face,
yeah?
Joe Beth. Beth Williams.
Yeah, you remember her.
Kasdan. I don't remember him. Oh, he was just on our graves.
Yeah.
John Kasdan and Don Galloway.
Yep. All right, so that's good. Little memory in the music and movie department. Chucker is off today. Jennifer and Kenny are going to through. Hello, say that again, Doug. Going to go through the movies that are coming out this weekend, and I'm going to tell you why not to waste your time seeing the latest Liam Neeson movie coming right up here on Good Day.
Nice.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Brand news, names to fall for at Kohl's Grand Opening Sale. Find new styles from Nike for girls and boys, 25% off. Adidas athletic shoes, $54.99. Levi's for him, buy one, get one half off. Find 25 to 40% off Rockin' Republic, 40% off Carter's. And introducing the new Keurig 2.0 Brewer, $129.99. Save even more late Friday and early Saturday. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 cents starting Friday. Find your guest, Kohl's.
All right, so Bill and Ted 3 is on its way in the movie news department.
Yes.
Alex Winter and Keanu Reeves. So this is the second story for Keanu Reeves this week. He agreed to star in Speed 3.
It's great.
And now, after 23 years, it was 1991, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
He's got a movie coming out, right?
40-something, who's that, Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, he's got a. Doesn't he have a movie coming out this week or next week?
All we are is dust in the wind, dude.
That's right.
That's all we are, dude.
Everything like that.
Yeah. My absolute favorite line from Bill and Ted.
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
Sure, go dead.
How do you not love that movie?
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, who has the list of movies coming out this weekend?
Oh, boy, both Ken and I do. But go ahead, Kenny, you're ready to go.
How about one to one, and we just go back and forth? How's that?
All right, you take Denzel, I'll take the kids' movie.
Okay. The big one is an action movie, Denzel Washington in The Equalizer, a kind of a reboot of an 80s TV series. His first real big action role, and this could lead, if it has a big weekend and it's getting good buzz, it could be the first time he has a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
He has an option to do another one.
Right. He's done plenty of action pictures. But I thought the one he and Wahlberg were in last year was pretty good. He's certainly considered one of the best, as Liam Neeson is considered one of the best now.
He's hot.
A lot of people think Liam Neeson is hot, too.
Yeah,
do not waste your time seeing the Tombstone movie. It's awful.
And the Box Trolls come out this weekend.
What's that?
It's an animated flick. It's going to be kind of culty, but also kidsy. It's kind of cool. Getting a lot of buzz.
That's so. We have your word on that, Jennifer?
Yeah, they're cave-dwelling trash collectors. That would be bad.
Sure. Well, man.
What could go wrong with that?
Yeah, what ingenious.
By Alan.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.